solemnly swear we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge for the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have...
Nadine, your howdy Hufflepuff.
And Lexi, your White House Hufflepuff.
Woo!
Yay! You get your Hufflepuffs today.
It's a Hufflepuff episode! With a very Ravenclaw topic.
But. Yeah. We decided to tackle like kind of hardcore topic without our Ravenclaw. So she's going to listen to this and she'll call us with all of her thoughts.
She'll text us and be like, you guys forgot to say this. And what about this?
Why did talk about this without this?
Today we're talking about MACUSA. What does MACUSA stand for, Nadine?
The Magical Congress of the United States of America.
And to the Republic. Yeah, we're talking about the government system for magical folk here in America. So there's a crazy long article on wizardingworld.com about it from JK, and it's super interesting, and that's what most of what we're talking about today, that's what all of what we're talking about today comes from.
We didn't outsource or
we're anything. Sticking with doctrine, man.
You know, Tori can do that on our Instagram.
Tori sprinkles in the Tumblrs and the Reddit threads and the what if this and fan fiction. We're hardcore, man. We stick to the core.
Hardcore facts.
Hardcore Hufflepuffs right here. Anyways.
She's going to murder us.
I know.
She sticks to the facts, too.
Yeah, unlike Tori, we're going to stick to the facts today.
So we see MACUSA a little bit in the Fantastic Beasts movies, which I have no idea when the third one's coming out. Do you have any
idea? Gosh, never.
I heard like 2025.
Oh no, I want to cry.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah, we go like inside MACUSA and meet the president and meet Graves and...
Oh, Graves, yeah. And like we see a bunch of cool things, like they're, well, maybe not cool things, but like we see some house elves in there, I think.
Probably should have watched that movie before this episode.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool. So like in the movie, and we'll talk about the history of MACUSA and like where it kind of started and how it gets to end in the Woolworth building. Because when we're in the Fantastic Beasts books, that's where we see it. And so we'll explain a little bit more of that. We're going to go into the history of the government. And the government, the government calls it 6:30. sorry. But yeah, it's got like a cool symbol. It's the American flag combined with like a phoenix. And
does that mean like the phoenix is just like... in the blue square of the American flag?
When I see it, it reminds me of the quarter. Like our quarter. Well, maybe that's not true. When was the last time I looked at a quarter? Quarters have eagles on them, right?
Yeah, they have big wings.
Yeah, it's like, it makes me think of our quarter, but instead of an eagle, it's like a phoenix. Like a...
I'm Googling it. Oh, I gotcha. Okay. It's cool. That's pretty.
Yeah. That's what
with the flames coming up.
Us Hufflepuffs talk about the aesthetics.
I know.
It's so pretty.
Tara would be like, well, the stars on here represent this. And there's this one is
for each of the original colonies.
Tara, we love you. Okay. So diving into MACUSA. It was created in 1693. Which was right after the introduction of the International Statute of Wizarding Secrecy. So, around the world at this point, a lot of wizards came to realize that they probably could live happier, freer lives if they were separated from the Muggle community. Which, like, at the end of the 1600s, that timing kind of holds up with, like, magic lore in, like, kings and, like, Middle Ages-ish, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. Like, a lot of magic was interspersed with people who didn't practice magic. And so, end of 1600s, wizards are like, yeah, we want to live our own lives. And this was especially true in America, because if you know American history, at the end of the 1600s, there was a whole thing in the East Coast, the Salem witch trials. And yeah, so all one. Of these, yeah, all these American wizards are like, yeah, no, we're going to go into hiding.
And you're murdering us.
You're murdering us and burning us at the stake. So,
we're going to go.
So it was because of the Salem witch Salem witch trials that MACUSA was formed.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. sorry. It's really not that crazy. It's interesting though. One thing to note about MACUSA is that their officials were always elected, which stands true to how we do it in America today. America. We elect our officials. And then there was an interesting part of it. It talks about scourers. Is that how you...
Scorers?
Scorers? Anywho, they're corrupt
like an
wizards.
Auror, but a scorer?
Yeah, they're bad people. And they're corrupt wizards who hunted, like, fellow magical people or beings for their own personal gain, which I kind of wonder, like, what is your personal gain? Like, is there, like, a black market or something?
Yeah, can you, like, sell wizarding blood? Like, magical blood.
This is magical
blood. This is a magical heart, like...
Yeah, I wonder if they would sell them off to Muggles. Or nomadges, as we will call them in this episode.
We will call them nomadges in this episode.
I'll probably not, but I'll try my best. Scourers?
Scorers, yeah, scourers. I don't know.
So that was one of MACUSA's primary goals, was getting rid of those bad, corrupt wizards. Get them out of the country, get them off the continent, lock them up, do all the things.
Pretty on brand for America.
Lock them up. but yeah, that was another challenge of their law enforcement, was that people fled to America from Europe because of the lack of government and law enforcement, because America was so brand new and so fresh. It was like, well, let's leave Europe, go to America, where you can get away with a lot more because they don't have a set law enforcement, government, etc. So those were like some of the struggles that they faced early on. Yeah.
Dang, son. On this article that you can go read, they list all of the presidents and the original 12 founders of MACUSA. They talk about how a lot of them, like, served also as headmasters for Ilvermorny, as well as serving on MACUSA, which was kind of cool. Mm. And how one of them, Abraham Potter, is actually a distant relative of the famous Harry Potter.
Wow.
So I guess Harry's, like, maybe it was, like, a brother of his, like, great-great-grandpa or someone who was, like, America.
Yeah. America.
So they have, like, established this government system, right? But America is still a very, very hostile environment for people of magic, mainly because of the scorers, like Nadine was talking about. They had just vanished permanently into the nomad community. And so, like, wizards didn't know where these scorers were, and these people were still, like, hunting other magical people and beings, which is the problem. So yeah, they had, like, basically, like, serial killers in their midst, like, hiding among the nomadges. And they kept the, like, people suspicious of magic, too. And so that wasn't helping any, like, reputations and the relationship between, like, magic and no magic, right?
Yeah.
And so, unlike most Western countries, like, everything in Europe, there's no, at least there was no magical cooperation between the nomad government and Makuza. And so, like, if you, like, American history is happening in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, like, so much happens in America's government building, but, like, the nomads or the Makuza is also building at the same time, and there's, like, hardly any, probably no connection between the two systems, which is just crazy.
Yeah. I know, because I don't know the history of, like, in the UK, but we see it in the Harry Potter books that the Prime Minister has a portrait in his office. They talk all the time.
Chit-chat. Buddy, buddy. You'd have to. I work in crisis communication, and gosh, just being able to, like, heads of organizations, being able to talk with each other about a similar, like, issue.
Crucial.
Like, it's crucial, and especially in, like, the 1800s when there's, like, war upon war in America. We'll talk about that later, but it's like, how could they not be talking to each other? Gosh.
That's crazy. So originally, Makuza was held in, there he had, like, a headquarters office, something in the Appalachian Mountains. That's where they had their headquarters. But over time, throughout the years, that kind of became a really inconvenient location for people to travel that far. What's the word I was looking for? Like, rough terrain up the mountain. What's the word? I don't know. But a lot of wizards, were moving into cities similar and living in the city similar to the nomads. So it was kind of a big trek for them to go up into the mountains every day for work. So in 1760, Makuza relocated to Williamsburg, Virginia, which is, I guess, the home of, he's described as a flamboyant President Thornton Harkaway. And this guy was credited for breeding things called Krupps and their dogs that look similar to Jack Russells, which are, like, the most cute, adorable dogs ever. Look them up. But the difference of the actual dog versus this Krupp is that they had a forked tail. And Krupps are, their devotion is to wizards, and it's only surpassed by their aggression towards nomadges.
Why is he breeding these?
He's, like, breeding them. And so his pack savaged several local nomadges. And afterwards, they were only able to bark for a period of 48 hours, which I'm not really...
Like, the people, the nomadges... couldn't talk. They could only bark after they were attacked. Oh,
the people. Okay, I was like, people. Dogs bark. That's normal.
What else are they doing after the attack?
So they, what happened after the 48 hours? Anyways, so I guess the people that they attacked could only bark, and it was this huge breach in the Statute of Secrecy, which led to this huge downfall and disgrace of Harkaway. He had to leave office because he was breeding dogs that kill and attack nomadges.
That hate non-magical people. Also, that's interesting because that means there's, like, a biological difference between, I think we talked about this a little bit, the biological differences between nomadges and magical folk. But, like, the dogs could sense if someone had magic or not.
That's true. That's true. Also, I just think, like, that's so misleading for a nomadge to see this cute, adorable dog. Like, so cute. Jack Russells are so cute. Like, so
Jack Russells
little,
are adorable.
So innocent looking.
And you wouldn't be able to... Don't they have fluffier tails? So you wouldn't be able to tell it was forked or weird?
Yeah, and even if you had seen a forked tail on it, you'd be like, oh, it's like a rescue dog. It needs my love. Like,
and then it, like, bites your face off.
And then, then it attacks you. So, he had to leave office. And then it's kind of mentioned in the article that it's probably not a coincidence, but in the city of Williamsburg, that was the first city in the U.S. that had a dedicated psychiatric hospital. So that was probably because of the barking humans and all of the weird things that this President Harkaway inflicted on the population while he was in office.
What is this man doing? Oh, man. That's crazy. So after Harkaway was president, after he left office, Makuza relocated to Baltimore, where President Abel Fleming lived. But there was, at that same time of the move, the Revolutionary War started in America.
Perfect timing.
So it was the Revolutionary War, and then the Nomad Congress. So, like, American Congress was also settled in Baltimore at that time during the Revolutionary War. And so it made Makuza super nervous because, like, all of the non-magical leaders are in the same, like, little square mile radius as they are.
They're like, good afternoon, right?
And so Makuza left and went to Washington, which we also know in future history is not the best place for them. But I guess there's this, like, whole infamous exchange between Makuza and British government, because at this point, like, there's an all-out war between Americans and British people and Brits of the Nomadges, right? Like, Americans want to create their own government, create their own country, and Britain wants us to stay with them.
No.
King George.
You'll be back.
You'll be back. So, in 1777, right after the Declaration of Independence was signed,
whatever that was.
So a bunch of the wizards went to Makuza to attend this giant meeting, and they had this big discussion about, like, what does the magical community do? Do we owe our allegiance? Should we fight with this new country that we're living in? Or do we fight for the country we just came from? Because, like Nadine said earlier, a lot of these people came from Europe, came from Britain. Mm-hmm. And they weren't, like, the wizards weren't upset with British wizards or British government, right? They just, like, moved.
It was a muggle affair.
Oh my gosh, no match. So there was this whole, like, debate between, like, among the wizards of what to do. And so messengers were sent to the Ministry of Magic in London to ask what the ministry thought they should do. And the ministry responded back with a four-word message that said, sitting this one out. So,
we're on vacation.
I know. So the reply from the American government was, mind you do. Oh. Which is kind of sassy and, like, okay, you do what you will.
You do you, boo.
So, officially, Makuza did not engage in any of the battles or any of the wars that happened within the Revolutionary War. But unofficially, there were many instances where people were protecting their nomad neighbors, and the wizarding community started celebrating Independence Day along with the rest of America. Like, oh, not cool. Necessarily, like, at the same celebrations, but, like, it became a holiday in the wizarding community. So
that's cool, because, like, I think it makes sense that it would be there was no official, like, we're gonna gather together our aurors and we're gonna put together troops and all of these things, like, nothing official, but, like, if you're living among nomadges as a wizarding family, you're trying to blend in, first off, like, you're probably gonna get, like, a lot of speculation of, like, why aren't you coming?
Right? Especially if you had, like,
a child
who was of age and should be fighting in the war, and they're like...
Exactly. So, like, individually, they would have to kind of decide, like, well, what's our best move? as like a family unit, like how do we stay hidden? Do we go into we could just move and be like, oh yeah, we're gonna go move to Virginia or whatever, and then fight there and then just go into the woods. Or they could be like, well, we love our house and we love our neighbors and we want to fight. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Makes sense. Okay. Okay, and this is kind of mentioned a couple of times in Fantastic Beasts. Also, Tori's referenced it a couple of times in some of our podcasts.
Shocker!
But the next thing the article kind of talks about is Rappaport's Law, which is named after the president of MACUSA, Emily Rappaport. And so this was around 1790, where, and the law basically initiates like complete separation of the communities. So in the Fantastic Beast movies, we see like when Queenie and, oh, what is
Jacob.
His name? Jacob. Yeah. I was just drew a blank. When Queenie and Jacob are trying to have a relationship, like it is against the law, and she's like, let's go to Britain. They're a lot more understanding, you know, like they're this strict law came into effect, and it meant like intermarriage, even friendship between wizards and the nomadges was illegal.
It's so interesting that JK wrote this into like the doctrine of Harry Potter, because it like so closely mirrors like racial segregation going on at the same time in America, and like everything that has to do with like magic versus non-magic relationships. It was the same with like blacks versus whites, and like the segregation that was happening there. And even in the 1920s, that this was still a thing, like that was also still a thing in the 1920s among race, you know, even today. Like it's just really interesting that she put this in there, because it's like so closely mirrored in like actual American history.
Yeah, exactly. And it was created, so it said that one of the worst breaches of the international statute of secrecy ever known is what caused this law to come into effect. And it has something to do, like, we're gonna do another podcast on this law and go into a little bit more detail.
But mainly because Tori knows everything, and she'd probably Tori kill us if we talked about it without her.
And we're not doing it justice right now.
No.
But basically, we talked about those scorers, and they basically almost exposed the entire magical world. So that law was put into effect. And then, let's see, MACUSA, they remained in Washington until 1892. We did not know this at all, but there was an unforeseen uprising of Sasquatch. We were reading this and we were like, say what? Sasquatch?
Please, please tell us if you knew that Sasquatch was part of like the wizarding world. I had no idea. I believe it's part of our world, the human world.
He's real.
He's real. He's also part of wizarding, a magical being.
Exactly. And so there was an uprising of their population, which caused another breach in security. And historians blame the rebellion of the Sasquatch on someone called Irene Needander. Needander. Yep. Yeah,
Needander. That one.
And she was the head of the Body for Protection of Magical Species, or humanoids, whose interpretation of her job title had invoked attacking any Sasquatch that stepped out of line. And the arrival in Washington of Sasquatch when they rebelled necessitated mass obliviation spells and extensive repairs to the headquarters that they had in Washington. So they basically tore the house down. And
Sasquatches and marching on Washington in the early 1800s.
Yeah, and apparently they must have missed a few obliviate spells, because that is where Sasquatch rumors have come from, was this uprising.
This incident.
They forgot that one person, and then he told his children and his children's children about all the Sasquatch that ripped down a building one time. But yeah, then that's when Makuza gets their home at the Woolworth building. And so it took several years to get into this building, and wizards actually infiltrated the construction team that was building the building in New York. Because the cool thing about this building is that it's used simultaneously for the wizarding community and the Nomadge. We see in the Fantastic Beasts series, like, muggles entering, like, at the same time that wizards are. So the building's just being used simultaneously. That's by crazy. Two different populations. Yeah.
The magic to do that? That's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah. The outer mark of Makuza's new secret location was an owl that's carved over the entrance.
Interesting. Yeah, so moving on to how we see Makuza in Fantastic Beasts then. I wish we went beyond to, like, today's world of Makuza.
I know, this is only, like, 1920s.
I know. There's, like, 100 years that have happened since this last information we have. But yeah, as with other magical governing bodies, the Department of Magical Law Enforcement's the largest department in Makuza, which makes sense because there's lots of wizards aren't following the rules. At this point in the 20s, Rappaport's law is still in effect, and several offices in Makuza are, like, very Makuza specific. Like, there's not a counterpart office in the Ministry of Magic that we know of. Like, they have a division dealing with Nomadge fraternization and an office issuing and verifying wand permits, which everyone, citizen and visitor, has to carry within the states.
Yeah, like, we see Newt
concealed carry permit. Yeah. Yeah. Like, they know every wand that is in the states. And that's probably also from, like, the scorers, too. Like, they just want to be tracking as accurately as possible who has magic. What do they do about... I'll ask this question. No, I'm going to ask it now. You guys have been doing your whole series about the different magical schools and how they use magic. Isn't that one in Africa? They don't use wands, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, if they're traveling to America, do they, like, register their, like, fingers? Not magic.
That's a good question. I don't know. That would be, like, just really easy to slide under the radar.
Yeah, you're like, I don't have a wand.
I just would be like, magical. I'm not even magical. What are you talking about?
What's magic? What?
Then they might obliviate you, and that could be dangerous. So you should probably just be forthcoming.
Just tell them you're magic.
But yeah, one other difference that's noted between UK versus the United States with their law enforcement, we see in the Harry Potter books that the punishments for serious crimes are Azkaban and the Dementor's Kiss, which we hear in the books, and I agree with, that a Dementor's Kiss is worse than death. Like, just let me die. But you can't die after you have been kissed by a Dementor. But in America, the worst criminals are just executed.
That's crazy.
So
there's, like,
which is
does that
worse?
Mean they don't have any, like, prison? Like, they don't have an Azkaban in America?
Well, we see Grindelwald is held in, like, a prison.
Oh yeah,
he's in the movies, but I think it says for the worst criminals they're executed, so I'm sure they have, like, varying different penalties, similar, you know, different misdemeanors and whatever courts and stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe some, like, a certain, do they have a judicial system? And they decide how many years you get. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Because we see it in the Harry Potter books, how they do it, but all we've really seen is what we've have to go off of the movies. And there were quite a few prisoners in that prison when we see it in the movies.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, that's interesting. So what do you think Makusa is like today then? If we knew more information.
That's a good question. I know I read on, I think I read on the fandom site, they had a reference to a Twitter post that J.K. Rowling had posted, and I can't verify, I don't know if it's real or not, but they said that J.K. Rowling said that there's not a two-party system in the election process of Makusa. They only have a, like, one party. They're like a more unified body, and they elect, to, I guess, whoever just runs or gets nominated. I don't know.
Yeah, apparently someone started a Makusa Twitter account. They haven't tweeted in a while, but you want to know, they have like Makusa like propaganda stuff on here too, like, we're recruiting, we need Obliviators. And
oh shoot, I know that I mean, I didn't play Wizards Unite for very long, but they had a lot of if I remember right, they had a lot of like Makusa stamps on different things.
Yeah, they had like a whole like branding system in the app.
Yeah,
I bet a lot of these games do. We should probably play these games more, honestly, but
in all of our spare time.
I know. We all have so much time.
What was I going to say? One thing, oh, shoot. I forgot.
Well, I'm just scrolling through their Twitter, and there's this screenshot from Fantastic Beasts, and in like the main lobby of Makusa, there's this this circle of statues of like female wizards to represent like those lost during the Salem witch trials.
Oh wow, that's crazy. Also, we see in the first movie, like, when they are gonna punish Tina and Newt, they like put them in that room.
Oh, yeah, that, like, weird water kind of room.
So they definitely have their own, their twisted tricks up their sleeve.
Yeah. They enlist all their elderly to just lock people in rooms.
Creepily.
Push them into. Yeah. Yeah. Ugh, that's crazy. Well, that's what we know about Makusa. Like we said at the beginning, I bet our Ravenclaw is, like, dying right now.
She probably has 5 questions after hearing everything we said that she would be asking us right now. So you and I each need to come up with a question to ask each other.
My question was pretty good. What's your question like right now? Oh, bring it.
Dang it. Okay. If you could work in a department in Makusa, which department would you work in?
Probably, I like to think I'd be interested in, like, magical beasts like Newt is. I don't know. I assume they have a department like that in Makusa that can, like, help track the animals and the magical creatures in America. I don't know, land management. I don't know.
Land management. Keep the Sasquatches
safe. Well, them. And there's like the huge like desert thunderbird. Like there's a whole thunderbird population in Arizona, and I'm trying to think. There's probably kelpies in like the Great Lakes and.
Yeah, like you, I think you would help them a lot in that department, because in the movies it's like they don't even know, like that's why they call Newt. You know, they're just like.
Yeah, they don't have anyone. Like, and that's why Newt goes over there. There's like all these legends of animals that he just needs to go and help.
And they're just like, just go kill him. And he's like, no.
No, how about not? I'll just put him in my briefcase.
You just gotta twiddle your wand with your little feather thing. And they go in your briefcase just fine.
Naturally. What about you?
That's a good question. I don't know. I've never seen myself in, like, a government type of role. Like, I...
Well, I so you have a background in medicine, obviously, right? Our followers should know that by now. Do you think that they have...
there is, like, legal medical people.
Yeah. Do you think they, like... Because Britain is so small, they only need one... There's only one magical hospital that we know of.
That's true.
Do you think there's, like, multiple throughout America, like, as it's grown?
I bet there would have to be. I mean, other than the fact that they can apparate, you know, and be like, well, yeah, if you're in the western part, just apparate to the east and get to this hospital. Like, but I imagine that they would have multiple. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do know there's a bunch of, like, elected officials and, like, legal people in the medical fields. Maybe there's a department for that. But of the departments that we know, I really just don't see myself as an Auror. So I'd probably be in the wand verifying permit office.
Yeah.
Just being boring. What does Queenie do? What if I forgot?
I feel like they just give her paperwork. Like...
Yeah.
This is really coincidental. I'm still scrolling on this Magical Congress of USA Twitter feed.
Yeah.
And someone tagged them and was like, hey, what kind of training do I need to be a medic for you guys? And they were like, a medic? Oh, a meta wizard. Like a medical wizard. Send an owl to the Makuza office for magical relations and education, and an appointed healer will send you an information pamphlet for aspiring meta wizards.
Apparently, so they're not healers, they're meta wizards.
They're meta wizards.
also, Queenie works at the wand permit office, so.
Oh, I would that's work where with she Queenie, works.
So.
She's pretty cool. I love Queenie.
Yeah. I still think she's good.
I think so too, but we'll never know.
We'll never know, because they just dropped the movies flat on their face.
Oh man. Well, thanks for listening in today about Makuza. Let us know if you knew about Sasquatches being in the Harry Potter world and all the things that you think about the American wizarding government. I think there's a lot unknown that we can like speculate on. So that's let true. Us know at We Solemnly Swear Cast and tell us what you think.
Mischief managed.